Yeah. All right. That was Martin and Medeski of Medeski, Martin and Wood. So hope Wood's feelings aren't hurt that they left him out of this album. But I've seen these guys a couple times live. Got a couple of their albums. Always dug them. You know, I'm a huge Hammond organ fan. John Medeski, I mean, he's got it going on. I own the exact same setup he's got, except a different type of Wurlitzer. But he plays a Wurlitzer. Mainly he plays a Wurlitzer, a Hammond organ, and a clav. And then he has a Moog usually he brings with a Moog. And I don't have one of those. But I do have the other three, and I've had them for many years, so I'm not copying him. We just like the same shit, okay? I am an original. I can't be defined. Yeah, right. So today's podcast, our mascot for the day is the II. If you're looking at the enhanced podcast, you need to look at this. If you're just listening to it, you won't be able to see it. So check it out later. I've got a link to it right there. You just hit on it. The II, Daubentonia madagascariensis, is a strepsirrhine, whatever that is, native to Madagascar, that combines rodent-like teeth with a long, thin middle finger to fill the same ecological niche as a woodpecker. All right, but it's not a bird. You got to look at this thing if you're not looking. It is the world's largest nocturnal primate, which isn't saying much. It's not large. And is characterized by its unique method of finding food. It taps on trees to find grubs, then gnaws holes in the wood and inserts its elongated middle finger to pull the grubs out. This thing is the oddest looking... So I'm staring at it and I'm flabbergasted. Divaboo.info, divaboo.info. It's just hilarious to look at. Scary. This guy's holding it in the palm of his hand, and I would be very afraid to touch this thing. And let's see, the word for the day. The word for the day is concomitant. I've just rediscovered Visual Thesaurus. I reinstalled it on my new computer. And I don't use it that much. Truly, I don't think it's... I don't like it when I'm writing. The things that it promises to do, it never seems to do nearly as well as a standard dictionary thesaurus that's built into the Mac. However, it is a cool concept, cool idea. And there have been times when I've used it that it's helped me think differently. But in general, I don't find it to be that useful, but it's... They got a word of the day, and, you know, I bought the software. Might as well use it, right? So, concomitant, co-occurrence, accompaniment, accompanying, attendant, incidental to. Can you use that in a sentence, please? No. We won't go there. I am trying to improve my vocabulary. I feel it declining very badly, and it's hurting my feelings because I used to be very eloquent and smart, and I'm not feeling that way anymore. Maybe it's age. I'm sure hoping not. I hope it's just practice, and I need to get into practice, and that'll make everything all right. So anyway, I'm doing a word for the day, if not more, like a word list. I used to have this thing when I first got my Clié Palm Pilot years ago. I can't remember it now, but it came with a little list, or there was a piece of software I put on it that had a list of words that were popular in the media right now. And from that, I learned cool words like that were just seeming to enter consciousness a lot more, which I find interesting that these words kind of pop up in frequency as people... You know, maybe read each other, and they're like, yeah, that kind of word. You know, dearth was one of them. Vituperative was another one that I've liked. And I even saw it as I read it. I saw it a lot more in magazine articles. Let me think of another one. Snark, I believe that was on there. Grok. No, that's much more recent than when I had the Clié. But anyway, it was really cool because these are words that people are using now. And I gotta find that again somehow. I don't know where I'll find that. Maybe I'll do a little search later, because that was a cool word list. So we've got words, we've got crazy animals, we got funky acid jazz jams from, is it Modesky Martin and Wood or Martin and Wood? No, Wood's not the one, it's Modesky Martin. So what else? Friday, good and bad news. The good news was my BBP bag, Messenger hybrid Messenger backpack came from my MacBook Pro, which is good for me because now I can take it out of the house without being afraid or having to use the original box. It's cool. I really like it, except a couple things. One, the way the computer is held inside a compartment that's not within the Messenger bag like my old Timbuktu, which I love, but it's on the outside in the back. And so you have to unzip it and then slide it in there. Well, it's a good snug fit. It's not too snug, but it does rub against the zipper every time I bring it in and out, which I think is totally unacceptable, but it's what I've got. I mean, I didn't know that when I bought it. I kind of assumed that it worked the way a Timbuktu bag and most Messenger bags. Like, you open the flap of the Messenger bag, you put your computer in, and there you go. On the good side of it, though, it has pockets on the outside of the flap for things like wallets and phones, so you don't always have to go opening things right away to get stuff. Again, that's also a bad thing, because if you're wearing it as a backpack, which brings to mind a good thing, is that it's lower on your back, it's not higher on your back, so it doesn't promote slouching and bad posture and a bad back. It actually feels really comfortable, and it doesn't flap against your butt like a lot of people think. It doesn't bounce. But the problem is that these pouches are now behind you, and anyone with a decent knife can come and probably, without you knowing, if you're on a subway or in a crowd, totally steal your wallet, your iPod, whatever else you've got in those pockets. That I'm not crazy about. So, like, if I'm in a crowded place, I'm definitely going to have to switch to the Messenger style so I can keep track of everything. But the concept's really cool. The comfort's going to be great, because I do a lot of, you know, if I'm walking to Harvard to pick Katie up or hang out there or something, that's a 30-minute walk, 20-minute walk, something like that. The Messenger bag kills. They hurt. And backpacks in general hurt too. This promises to be less strained, so I'm anxious to try it out. Overall, I'm happy with it. The look is really cool. It's got tons of compartments for everything. Lots of space, a lot more than my last one. I haven't tested if I can bring my Oxygen 8 MIDI controller in there yet, so I can have a nice mobile studio. But I bet you it will fit, because it almost fit into my Timbuktu. So that was the good news. The bad news is I took Katie to the airport to fly to Sweden for 2 weeks, where she's doing some integral education-ish conference. I'm not exactly sure all the details on it, but so I'm lonely over here. I took her Friday and came home and have been sleeping alone and been alone ever since. So that's sad. I always enjoy her company, and I miss her when she's not around. And so, you know, I've talked to her today on Skype very quickly, just chatted. We didn't get to do audio, but she's well, everything's good, and I miss her a lot. And I got to share with her what was in the news, has been in the news, of this Greek fire, which is, you know, it hits home because our landlords are an elderly couple that are Greek, and their English is kind of broken. They're from Greece. They spend a good portion of the year there, every year, in their house, and they've got a beautiful, I guess, big boat. And they're so kind, they're so nice. They've offered for Katie and I to come visit and stay, even when they're not there, and we can stay there for free and everything, which is really kind. I mean, they're amazing people. They will talk your ear off. They're so sweet. But they're there right now with their daughter, who who takes care, I think she takes care a lot of their business or helps them out anyway. But she just flew there a couple weeks ago, or the 15th she flew there with her kids, because the family and relatives over there have not seen the grandchildren yet. So she took her kids there to visit, and they're supposed to get back on the 6th or 7th, but now they're there with all this fire, and I'm sure that the whole place is smoky and not a great place to be right now. So my thoughts are with them. I'm hoping everyone is okay, and that their vacation isn't too ruined. But Olympia is under threat, and that's scary, because I mean, it's a huge artifact, an amazing piece of history that would just be a tragedy if it went down in flames. So let's pray that it doesn't happen, and that everyone, I mean, that everyone I know gets out alive, and you know, pray for the families that have lost loved ones, because 50 people or so, I believe, have died. That's a sad way to go in a fire, if it is in fact a fire. I guess if the smoke hits you first, maybe you pass out and you don't feel much pain. I don't know. I've thought about that a lot. What's the best way to die other than just in your sleep peacefully? And fire doesn't seem like a good way to go yet. Asphyxiation or carbon monoxide, that kind of stuff, I'm not sure if that's that bad of a way to go. I don't know. So I'm thinking of them. And what else? I don't know. Yesterday was a Saturday. I spent all day indoors because summer has come back with a vengeance. It's not too bad today, but yesterday was extra hot, so I spent my entire day in the living room with the air conditioning on, watching episodes of X-Files and West Wing and The Office while I did a little bit of busy work. Some of that busy work is what I'm excited to do for the week, which is my coaching programs that I was talking about last time. Really excited to get back into that. Going through all of them looks really good. I think I've got about 10 of them in Google Docs, 11 of them prepared to go in Google Docs. The Buff It Up program, which I think is a business. I'll tell you all about it in a second. The Buff It Up program is a self-paced personal development program for the individual who wants and is ready to have it all and have it all right now. Ooh, sounds good. Okay, this one, it's got 10 areas of which you're working on, and that's my body, my spirit, my heart, my self-care, my home, my work, my quality of life, my finances, my family and friends, and my magic. And all of these are really fun when you get to check some of these off. And I'll give you an idea. Here's the one I like, my self-care, okay? This has always been a dream of mine, just to totally take care of yourself and pamper yourself. I mean, why not? If you can, you know, fit it in. So, I mean, obviously I can't do number one on the list, which is I have a facial weekly until I can afford it. So that means that one of your coaching programs or goals you have to have is to be able to afford it. And that's where one of these other coaching programs will get into. But I have a facial weekly. Number two, really important for me because of my back issues. I broke my back 15 years ago, I guess now. Jeez. But, you know, it's just, there's once in a while I have major issues. It's been okay, I gotta say. Thank God. Two is I have a massage weekly, so that's really good for that. Three, I have my hair trimmed, styled at least monthly. Four, I treat myself better than anyone I know. Five, I had my colors done and my clothes make me look great. I've always been interested about that because, you know, I have super pale skin and blonde, and, you know, what colors do look good on me. So going to some place and finding out what colors look best with your skin tone. I've always wanted to do that. I mean, I have a good intuition of what works and what doesn't work on me right now, but I'd like to check that out for real. Number six, I only wear natural fibers. I don't know, I mean, that one's not that big of a deal to me, so maybe I could replace it, or maybe I'll find out that natural fibers are actually the best way to go. Seven, my phone has a nice ring to it. How about that? I mean, I've got the iPhone. I happen to love my ring, which is just the marimba, the default one, which, I don't know, it sounds cool, and I thought it sounded cool the minute I heard the phone ring on the commercials, so I've left it. But once we get custom ringtones in there and stuff like that, you know I'll have that going on. Eight, I only wear shined, attractive, and well-heeled shoes. Well, that's something that's been bothering me right now, is because I've got these pair of Pumas that I have absolutely loved, and they still feel great, but they're worn now. They're going on 2 years old, and it's time to get a new pair of shoes. Same with my gym shoes. Man, I've been wearing those 2 years, and you're not supposed to wear gym shoes that long. But, you know, you go to the gym, you don't care what people think of your outfit at the gym so much, so I've never really been concerned with it, but that's got something I've got to replace as well. I only drink clean water. Well, I think I do. I mean, the water in this house tastes great. I hope it's clean. I have my car cleaned professionally bi-weekly. That's something that I need, Katie needs, and I would love to have that be done. I remember reading another one in this in one of these coaching programs, which was all the I don't do any errands, which is one that I'm definitely going to work on. You know, shopping for food, those kinds of things, going to the post office, screw that. So the other one that I'm working on, a BizWiz Success Program, the Personal Foundation Program, which is pretty pretty intense, Irresistible Attraction Program. Now, I bought Thomas Leonard's, I think it's 28 Principles or 27 Principles of Attraction, and this is not your The Secret style law of attraction, but it's just things that make you more attractive and attract things and experiences to you that are well thought out, you know, are in line with who you are and stuff. And I remember one of his principles was to celebrate, maybe not celebrate, but maybe that's not the right word. I forget the actual word, but something about your weaknesses. Basically, if you've got a weakness, don't try and change all your weaknesses so you've got nothing but strengths. I mean, it's just not practical. But celebrating your weaknesses, living them out loud, so that when people work with you, they know what not to expect. For instance, if someone's late all the time, and that's their thing, you know, embrace your weaknesses, but embrace the fact that you're late all the time, and just say, you know what, I'm 25, 35, 45, I've been late all my life, that's just the way it's going to be. It'd be best if I communicated that to people beforehand, say, look, I'm going to be late, I don't know what to say, please don't ask me to change, but it's been this way for 35 years, and I'm not going to be able to change it, or I don't want to change it, so I'm going to be late. So if you want to adjust your schedule accordingly, you know, say 7:30, but don't show up till 7:45. I'm sorry that it has to be that way, but that's the way it's going to work for me. So if you will, you know, work with me on that one. And, you know, if people hear that, then it's nice to know, because I know when I had band rehearsals and things like that, when someone didn't show up on time, drove me crazy, because I've always been on time. I've never been a late person. And it just drove me crazy. So I would start saying, let's do this one at 7:30. And they would show up at 8, and I would be there at 8, and everything worked out all right. But I know what it's like to work with somebody who says, yeah, I'll be there, and they're not there. You start to lose trust in the person. But if the person from the get-go says, hey, I'm not going to be there on time, I'm sorry about that, but that's the way I tend to roll, and just want you to know, then you can say, all right, appreciate you telling me. Now I don't expect anything, and in fact, I trust you more because you know yourself. So the Irresistible Attraction Program is what I'm going to be working on. The Clean Sweep Program, Evolutionary Progressions Program, the Class Act 100 Program. Let me explain. The Clean Sweep one is actually great. So the Clean Sweep is also not too difficult, but it says you have more natural energy when you are clear with your environment, health, and emotional balance, money, and relationships. And it has a number of four different things to work on. I believe it 25 things you want to check off in each. And these are things like your physical environment. My personal files, papers, and receipts are neatly filed away. Check it off. Good. Your score goes up. The second category is health and emotional balance. I don't rush or use adrenaline to get the job done. My nails are healthy and attractive. My weight is within my ideal range. How about that? C, money. All right, this is one that's particularly important to me right now. Is I currently save at least 10% of my income. I pay my bills on time virtually always. So these are things for me to work on and hopefully check off as soon as possible. Relationships. I have told my parents in the last 3 months that I love them. on and on like that. So the clean sweep is one of the basic ones, and it's not too difficult to get done. And I'll tell you, one of my hopes for this is that the actual progress chart that you fill in, I will be able to do some graphs and pie charts and things like that. And I don't like spreadsheets. I'm not a spreadsheet guy, so I'm hoping, though, but I do like visual representations of things, so I can, you know, get a snapshot view of how I'm doing. If I could pull these into a nice little presentation saying, well, here's how you're doing, you know, here's where you stand in all of these different areas of your life. So that's the clean sweep program. The evolutionary progressions, these are 100 ways to know that you are evolving. The Class Act 100 program, this is things like restoring integrity and honor and all of, and some really cool character building things. Love 101, that's a couples one. So Katie and I are going to do that together. I'm excited about that. That'll bring us closer. The new business startup, because I'm working on starting a new business. The coaching programs, oh, that's a template. Personal foundation program, but I think I mentioned those already, didn't I? Whoa, I have two personal foundations here. Looks like I duplicated my results without knowing it, or maybe I didn't name one properly. That would suck, because these things were kind of hard to do. So it looks like I have about 10. Well, with those 10, my goal is to spend a little bit of time each day with one, perhaps creating a project with one if I need to, and scheduling it GTD style, using the way I work with TextMate, and getting these done. And each week, and especially each Sunday, taking a look to see how I'm doing, how my progress is progressing, and work on these concomitantly. Got to use my word. All right, so that about wraps it up, because today is what, that's what I'm going to do. It's kind of warm here in the office. I'm going to go back into the air conditioning. I didn't want to do this in the air conditioning because of how loud it is in there with the fan and everything. I got a fan going on me right now. I hope it's not too annoying. Don't know if the mic's picking it up, but I'm going to go where it's cool. Before I go, other good news, 183 pounds today. That means I have 8 days to lose 3 pounds to meet my goal, which isn't that bad. 1 pound every 2 days is totally possible. If I only made 182, I tell you what, I'd be happy, because I usually set my goals a little bit farther than I think I can reach. So I'm really shooting for something. And as long as I get somewhere from in between, then I've made progress, and I'm happy about that. But if I do lose, go all the way to 180, then I'll be really psyched. But it does look like 183 is my new floor. I mean, I've hit 183 a couple times now, so looks like that's my new what's the word? This is why I need to improve my vocabulary. My new baseline is 183, and I've been doing that through the TNT diet, which is, I'm on plan B, and this is the last week I'll be doing it before I reevaluate and find out if I move to plan C or D or whatever else they've got. And this will also mean this is my 12th week of being on a diet. And whew, gotta tell you, it's been good. I've been very disciplined. I mean, I haven't been drinking any beer. I had one beer, and this was on a cheat day that I had about week eight, something like that. I took a day off. And I ate my pizza and my ice cream and donuts and drank some beer. And that was good. Keeps me, you know, sane. As long as I do it like that, once every 7 weeks and not once every day. So that's all good. And oh, the other thing that I'm using to achieve this has been the Shangri-La diet. It's just all you do is you take oil. Take 3 tablespoons of extra light olive oil, no flavor, or very low flavor, because his idea, Seth Roberts, I believe is his last name, is that flavor and calories combined is what sets your baseline weight. And if you eat flavorless calories, you trick your body into lowering your baseline, what he calls your set point, and you become less hungry. And I've definitely noticed this to be true. I am less hungry. I am eating less. My baseline does, or set point seems to be dropping. And last time I did this, I had great results. I was in awesome shape. And so that's why I've integrated that part into it. The Shangri-La diet, you can find the book and it's really good. All right, I'm going to sign off with a little bit of, let's see, what am I going to play? A little bit of Zap Mama, song entitled Affection. You'll dig it. Hope your weekend's going well. See you soon.
Of affection.